Welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If you're committed to growing your business by serving audiences with generosity and real expertise, you're in the right place. This is a daily 15-minute show featuring leaders who believe real impact comes from generosity, not hype. Which means, as a listener, you're going to get the good stuff. In fact, we created podverified.com to give thoughtful leaders like you free tools to show up better on podcast stages like this one. That includes your free PodVerified score, free PodVerified guest training, a free media kit builder, and so much more. It's the first ecosystem of its kind built by podcasters who genuinely want to help guests thrive and grow in podcasting. Visit podverify.com if you'd like to be featured as a future guest. I'm Josh Elledge. Let's get into it. With us right now, it's Jason Wojo, PhD. Jason, you are the author of Business for Life, Build a Profitable Business That Gives You Your Time, Freedom, and Life Back. You are the CEO and owner of Life and Air, found on the web at lifeandair.com. And you are a fellow podcaster. You're the host of the Life and Air Show, which we have all linked up. Over 300 episodes. Congratulations. It's great to have you, Jason. Thank you so much for joining us.
Super excited for our conversation, man.
Before we get going talking about your superpowers and absolutely this topic, I love talking about, just quite simply because I think a lot of folks that are in, you know, the kind of the world that we operate in, a lot of folks that listen to this, you know, they've risen to the level of founder, and you know, there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of responsibilities and a lot of demands on our time, and we likely set very, very high expectations on ourselves even today, no matter what stage of business we have. But we're going to get into that. Jason, before we do, I always love finding out what high level leaders do for fun, and are kind of geeking out on when they're not at work. Tell me what you've been doing.
So, man, I'm geeking out on it, but also struggling with it. I am trying to learn an Avenged Sevenfold guitar solo. Totally not what you expect from me. I'm not like this, you know, heavy metal guy like on the surface. But I'd listen to it in the gym, and I've been playing guitar forever, man. So I'm wrestling with a song called Nightmare. And it has been a nightmare actually to try to get to learn this and get it right.
You know, I got it pulled up right here. I'm going to listen to it in your honor afterwards. Yeah, man, I got to tell you, like, I love going to, you know, of course I've seen, you know, Metallica several times, but, you know, I love going to, local bands or tribute bands that will play. Like, we have a really good couple of Metallica tribute bands that come through here. We've got, Pantera. They're, I don't really love Pantera, but man, I love them because they put on such a good show. And when you see live music like that, like, the vibe in the crowd is just so great. It's like, you know, these are folks that, you know, may not necessarily hang out, you know, in real life, or, you know, or maybe they might disagree online if they were to be on Facebook together, like, you know, a lot of other folks. But man, in that moment, it is just such a community. It's like such a fraternity, welcome to all. And, you know, it's to me, you know, especially like growing up, metal was just therapeutic. Like, I was like really into like speed metal, thrash metal, a lot of like skate rock and stuff. And, you know, as a Gen Xer kid, like it was just like, you know, I really was therapeutic. And even today now, I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep blabbing on about myself. I want to hear more about your guitar solo here. But, you know, just how awesome it is now to play the music that you may or may not have appreciated, you know, when you're younger or whatever. But yeah. So have you always played guitar?
So I started in eighth grade, and I remember, man, it's funny. I remember telling myself, if I could just learn how to play Stairway to Heaven, like, I'd get the chicks, I'd be good to go, and then mission would be accomplished. Well, it doesn't work that way. It's just like business too, right? Like, you learn one thing or in life and one thing, and then you're on the next mountain, right? It's the next goal. So I've been playing for quite some time now, man. Been in bands. And actually, what makes this even funnier is I play in the worship team at our church. It's a mega church as well. So here I am, like, you know, rocking out metal like on the side, and then playing church music on Sundays.
I love that. I suspect you don't play Hail to the King from Avenged Sevenfold.
That one doesn't make the set list.
I absolutely love that. What's your favorite part about kind of noodling or just, working on music?
Yeah. So for me, man, music has been one of those things that I have been able to kind of disappear from life in. So, like, I grew up a super introverted, kind of dorky, and very socially awkward. So, guitar was something that I could sit in my room by myself, not social. Like, I remember in college, all my roommates, my friends are going to parties, and I was that guy who, if I didn't go with a friend and if they left me, I'd roll out because I was so scared to meet people and talk to people. And so guitar was like my savior. Like, so I'd play 4, 6, 8 hours a day sometimes, and I just get lost in it. And the thing with guitar, and this is something I've found universally across my life as well, is like I love things that you can improve in, and there's no ceiling. Like, you can always get better.
Yeah, the never-ending hobby,
Yeah.
unlike, some things like, you might be really into a show and then the season's over and it's like, okay, well, I
Now
guess I
what?
gotta wait for, next year until next Game of Thrones starts or
But
whatever.
exactly.
But that music, that guitar is always sitting there ready for you. And it's also what I love about it, and I'm sure that this, I mean, I think we'll just transition right into what you do. Tell me about the value of hobbies and passion projects like this when it comes to a very healthy founder or entrepreneur or leader lifestyle.
Man, well, I think as business owners, we tend to, and you mentioned this a second ago, we tend to get swept up by the allure of business. And I kind of think of business as almost like, we have the Odyssey coming out here. By the time people hear this, it'll already be out. And in the Odyssey, there's a scene about the sirens on the seashore, and they're singing to the sailors and attracting them, and that's this. But it can be the a very dangerous allure because you can absolutely destroy everything else in your personal life if you let it seduce you. And I get it, because the accolades of business, the re financial rewards, the pats on the back, the recognition, all of that, the significance feels great. But I've found that people that get sucked into business head first oftentimes have a catastrophic wake of damage in their personal lives, whether it's their relationships or their health or their hobbies. And so it's been one of these things that's, and admittedly is a difficult, it's a difficult balance to maintain, or seasons to kind of progress through. But I believe, like, it's absolutely critical, or else one day you're going to wake up and you're not going to have anything or anyone around you. And you're going to find yourself really kind of with a lot of regrets.
I really would like to get straight to your book to talk about this. The website you have specifically for your book is businessforlife.com. Jason, tell us about the book.
So, to make a long story short, I had multiple businesses early on in my entrepreneurial journey. Part of that was ego, part of that was entrepreneurial ADD. And I very quickly found out that I could not balance all those adequately, and I have personal life, went through a divorce. I hit rock bottom. I was living in one of my, at that point, one of my businesses was real estate investing, and I was living in one of my rehabs. And I realized that if I wanted to actually have both a life and business that I loved and that I appreciated, and that were both successful, I kind of had to go back to the drawing board. Otherwise, I'd just repeat history. And so, what I really understood, and it took me 3.5 years to put this together, is a framework to help business owners really, number one, strategize, like, very, very clearly what you want your life to look like, in not in a high 50,000-foot view, but very tangibly, what do you want your life to look like on an average weekday? And then, how can you actually remove yourself from the day-to-day of your business if you want to, so that the business can at least grow some legs on its own and have some foundational stability, so that you're not doing all the work, and that you can, and also you can turn business off when you go home, because that's the other half of this is, the mental game of actually unplugging and not, thinking about your to-do list while you're tossing a baseball with your kid.
It was just this morning that I was talking to my wife, and I was expressing how grateful I am that I got to be so available for my kids when they were younger. They're older now. My youngest is now about to turn 21. I'm sorry, my youngest is about to turn 21. Now they're adults and I'm so proud of them and we have a great relationship. But, I'm really grateful that, I made sacrifices and I probably could have had maybe a lot more financial stability, maybe a little bit more, less stress money wise. I tried to balance it because I did recognize that, hey, hanging out with my kids is kind of fun. But I know that that's not always the case. You said something in a post here on LinkedIn, grind through your 30s and 40s so you can finally enjoy life later. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, but if you do that, there's a number of problems. Number one, you've probably missed out on your kids' childhood. Number two, you've also sacrificed your most healthy years physically to work. And there's also something, I love this, Bill Perkins said this, he talks about a memory dividend. So all those experiences that you have when you're younger compound for you over time so that when you get older, now you can reflect and enjoy those things over and over again. The problem, and I get it, there is right now a hustle culture mentality out there. And listen, if you take the time to create your perfect life vision, which is kind of like a really comprehensive view of the life you want to live. And if all you want to do is work, I will not criticize or judge. Like, I'm happy for you. I will cheer for you if that's what you truly want. The problem is when most people kind of fall into this default of work because of whatever they're afraid of, the finances falling apart. It's an ego thing. It's a looking for, their identity, whatever it is like that. But most people, when you fall into that, you just sacrifice all these other things without recognizing it. And so the reason I've found myself even, I have three kids, all girls, pray for me. I got a 26, I got a 26 and an 8 and a 5-year-old. And I don't work when my oldest is out of the house, but my two that are home, I don't work when they're home, period. So until they go to school, like it's time with me. When they come home from school, I'm done. So like, that for me is way more valuable. And that's why I tell people, like, sometimes you might even want to work more once your kids are out of the house. Now, if you don't have kids, you might be wondering, like, how does this apply to you? And the truth is you still have a very limited window of things you can do physically if you're a physical person that you're not going to do when you're older. Like, you're not going to most likely, hike Kilimanjaro when you're 85, or you're not going to be able to do the things, that you were when you were, 20, 30, 40. And I'll tell you right now, I'm turning 53 here soon and I notice it. Like, there really is something that happens. Like, it happened to me in my late 40s where you just really, your body changes. And like, I'm so grateful that I had those memories early on.
Yeah. So you got to experience being a dad pretty early, if I'm doing my math correctly.
Yeah. Well,
it forced you into a role that maybe you weren't ready for, but life said, no, you're going to get ready.
It was. Well, this is kind of a long story, but she's my adopted daughter. I met the mom when she was pregnant.
Got it.
And she, and the real dad took off. So I stepped in but I'll tell you, to your point earlier about, trying to find this financial footing, I'm very much more acutely aware of like my presence with my daughters now than I wanted when I was when with my older daughter, because like I was still trying to find my footing. I was still developing these concepts. And so she didn't get quite the same dad that my younger girls have now. Now, luckily we've recovered that. And so this is where I want to encourage all the business owners out there who are parents, like the way we show up for work and for our family is a model for our kids. And it's either a model is like, hey, I want to be like mom or dad, or gosh, I don't want to be like them because I feel like their work is more important. One of our coaches, so in life, we have some coaching, and one of our coaches, several years ago, before, this is long before she was a coach for us, her daughter got her a diamond paperweight for a gift. And she said, oh my gosh, this is so sweet. Thank you so much. Like, what made you think of a diamond? And her daughter said, because you're married to your work. And I can you imagine that? Like, for your Yeah, like talking about a stake to the heart, right? And so we get to model this stuff. And so like my oldest daughter was in Italy. I'm sorry, she was in Europe for 8 months last year, and I got to go visit her and spend a couple of weeks in Italy with her. So like I love that I get to do this now, but like it's a hard lesson I had to learn. And if somebody else can avoid that, then I'd encourage you to consider that.
So obviously, strategizing and creating automation and delegating within our organizations, within our companies, are going to be really critical.
Yeah.
There's a lot we could unpack there. What's the first step to saying I need to get a handle on my business because it is just sucking my soul dry? Like it is taking not just my hours physically, but it's also draining me emotionally, mentally, where I'm just, I'm with my kids, but I'm not present, or I'm with my family. I'm out on a, we're doing something together as a family, and I'm stressing about work. I know what that's like.
Yeah.
It sucks. Where, how do we break out of that?
So the first thing to do is really, I mean, and that is an acknowledgement that something has to change. And really, if I think what you've got to do first is really commit to yourself, like what is most important to you, and make it, draw that line in the sand and make it a non-negotiable. And so once you've decided that, there are still obviously tactical and strategic things to do. It's not like you can just decide and then let the business burn down. So one of the very first things I encourage business owners to do after they've created this vision for what's most important for them and how they want to prioritize their life is create what I call a business architecture map, which is essentially a think of a back in school we had these tree diagrams or a mind map of all the different parts of your business. And so with this tool, what you'd be able to do is identify all the different components, tasks, processes, positions, everything that all the moving parts of the business. And that will give you the roadmap now for the things you mentioned. So what the first round is going to be like, hey, what shouldn't be here at all because it doesn't meet our litmus test as to productivity. This isn't worth, all the effort or the resources we're devoting to it. What's not giving us the revenue that we desire based on these margins, et cetera. From there, now you can look at what can I automate, meaning what are the things that I can get off my plate. And by the way, I love this because this is growing, I mean, exponentially now, especially with AI. And so we have an opportunity to really reduce some of the mental overload that comes through managing a team. Now, listen, I love managing and working with and leading a team. However, automation in some cases is the right choice because it shows up the exact same way every single day. Doesn't care, it's not gonna fall asleep in the bathroom and take long lunch breaks, right? And then we have delegation. And so, but this business map really is the tool to help you organize all that. To give you that first tangible step towards a business that doesn't need you for everything.
Your website, lifeandair.com, or actually you can go to businessforlife.com, and you can get to what I love that you put together is you've got a tab on your website. It says book resources. Do you mind sharing for our friend that's listening to our conversation? They're feeling that itch. They want to make a few, flip a few switches in their life. Jason, where do they go from here?
Yeah, so the best thing to do is really if you are a reader, I'd encourage you to pick up the book or
Right
grab it.
here. Just downloaded it myself. I'm
Nice,
holding it up
man.
on my screen.
The
Yeah, you
audiobook
got it
is gonna
on
be coming out.
Kindle and paperback.
Oh, sweet man. The audiobook is gonna be coming out here pretty soon. I can't give it an exact date. But really, I think it really comes with the commitment and the belief that you can actually have a great life and a great business. That really is the foundation. It's like if you believe you're never going to get in shape, you're not going to go to the gym. So why would you bother? And so if you think that you're only going to have to choose a great life or a great business, like that, you will never attempt to do that. This is where your beliefs. And by the way, just to be clear, I am not someone who's a I'd say like a new age belief kind of driven person, but I do see this as being a pivotal decision before you even make those tangible steps in your business. So if you believe it's possible, you're going to create your business map. You're going to eliminate, automate, and delegate. And it's a cycle that goes on throughout the evolution of your business. But eventually, at some point, you will be able to step out of the day-to-day. My current work schedule is about 20 hours a week now. And that feels pretty good. And by the way, I know it's not consistently always like that because there are busy seasons to life and business, but that's something that people can look forward to, I think.
I love it. You are a podcast host, Jason. Your web or your podcast is The Life and Air Show. We've got that linked up. You can also access both the podcast and the book and how to work with Wojo, which, again, you can find all of that at businessforlife.com and lifeandair.com. Jason Wojo, it's been great having you. Thank you so much for the conversation. Good luck with that. Good luck with your solo.
I appreciate it, Josh.
Thanks for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If your goal is to grow your business, increase revenue, and build authority without gimmicks, this show is designed for you. Each episode gives you practical insight from leaders who have turned trust and credibility into real business results. If you value short, thoughtful conversations that respect your time, make sure you're subscribed. We publish daily 15-minute episodes focused on growth that actually compounds. And if you're interested in being a guest or you want to turn podcast appearances into measurable business growth, visit podverified.com. You can start for free with your Pod Verified score, along with free podcast guest training and a free media kit builder. These tools are built to help you get booked on better shows, deliver stronger interviews, and convert audience trust into revenue. No more desperate sales. You truly can enjoy all the business you like by generously sharing your wisdom. Everything we offer is built by podcasters for guests with a focus on trust, organic growth, and long-term business success. Thanks again for spending your time with us. I'll see you next time.